There are many people that tout a variety of diet plans. We may have a new idea to add to that list. When you hear the story of the Edna G. Tugboat, you realize just how much weight a person might drop when things go awry. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It's a small ship with a mighty story.
The Edna G. Tugboat has long been an icon for the city of Two Harbors. It's owned by the city of Two Harbors. Of course, they bought it off the railroad company for a dollar. We currently operate it as a museum, a floating museum.
Mel Sando shares the story from the tugboat here in Two Harbors, Minnesota.
It was built in 1896. It was one of the most powerful tugs at the time. The original superstructure was wood, and it was rebuilt with a steel one during World War I when the United States government commandeered it, took it out of the harbor, made it go to the West Coast, and they were used for shipping operations.
The tug saw a lot of life here on Lake Superior.
It was the last steam-fired tug on the Great Lakes. It was retired in 1981, made its last tow. It was a powerful little tug, 1,000 horsepower, has a prop on it that's 9 feet across.
Mel has many stories he loves to share about the historic tugboat. One is about a short trip that lasted much longer than the crew had planned.
They went out to bring a ship in that had lost its prop, and they were coming in and they got stuck out there in a gale. The firemen who had to shovel the coal, they didn't have auto feeders in there and stuff, had to shovel the coal, lost 15 pounds that day. They figure he shoveled about 8 tons of coal.
The tugboat is today on display at the waterfront, the exact location where it spent most of its working days. Traveling the countryside in Two Harbors, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.